Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Chicago brings back 23 after the hour, thanks for making everything part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Gary Surak, our good friend from 8 years now, president of Surak Financial Services, Gary Surak, S-I-R-A-K, GarySurak.com. His books are there, The American Dream Revisited, If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell. Gary, thanks again for being here. We're talking about retirement considerations in the age of the pandemic. And one of the things that's happened this year has been some of the penalties for moving your money around inside and outside of your retirement plan have been abated. They've been discontinued, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. The biggest one is that the government has eliminated, at least temporarily, the 10% penalty if you take your money from your 401k or IRA early. And that's really huge.
If you cash it out completely, if you got a $100,000 or a $10,000 or $1 million in your IRA or your 401k, and you got it all, you cash it all out, you'd only pay taxes on it, no penalty.
Cap to $100,000. The cap's $100, Jim.
Okay. So you can take out up to $100.
$100,000.
All right. So is that before or after taxes cap?
Well, no. The cap is $100,000 from the plan, no penalty, and it becomes income, of course. But
right.
What if it's
$150,000? Is there 10% on the 50?
I believe there's 10% on the 50.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But it gives you incredible flexibility, and so I have a situation that just popped up where I have a doctor who's in his 40s who all of a sudden finds out he needs open heart surgery, and you know, all of a sudden he's going to be disabled for months and months and months, and his bank account wasn't that it's okay, but it's not great. Mm-hmm. And one of the first questions was, can I tap my IRA or my 401k? Mm-hmm. And I said, absolutely, no penalty. And so we're going to actually go in and grab probably close to $100,000. Uh-huh. And do that tax without any penalty. And, again, he'll pay taxes on it, but he's going to have a very low income year because he's going to be out months and months. Mm-hmm. And months. So it's a strategy, Jim. It's one we've never had available to us.
Mm-hmm. What are some other things? What are some strategies that you're recommending right now? Are you having people say that come to you and say, I'm rethinking my retirement. I'm reestablishing new expectations for retirement because I'm not going to keep working. I don't want to slay another dragon. I'm ready to go ahead and hang it up. So I am rethinking my retirement expectations. What do you think?
Absolutely, totally. And slaying dragons is correct. That is exactly the mentality that's going on. In fact, I have a client coming this afternoon who has she's at retirement age, but she was definitely not going to retire. This whole hit, and she called up and said, you know what, Gary said, the more I've thought about this, mm-hmm. this is the perfect time. I've had 3 months to figure out what I'm going to do. I've really enjoyed my off time. Hmm. And she said, I'm going to do this. How do I financially do it? So that's our meeting today. Mm-hmm. We're going to figure out her whole financial package and what we need to do to get her out of work. And it's really interesting. We're seeing a lot of that, but we're also seeing people who said, listen, I took a 30% hit in the market and I don't think I can afford to retire. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a bind that people are in. If their stocks didn't come back, if their stocks came back sort of asymmetrical with the Dow and the NASDAQ, which would be kind of be hard to see how they would do that, but it could, though, couldn't it?
Oh, sure. If they're in some sort of a balanced fund, they're going to be kind of riding those indexes to some degree. Mm-hmm. And again, there's some other people that were incredibly aggressive with their stocks. And if they had the wrong game, mm-hmm. They're not back even.
They're
close.
Hammered.
So it just depends. I mean, I had one client of mine. It was all bank stocks. They virtually own a ton of banks. They've always owned banks. Mm-hmm. They like the dividends. Mm-hmm. Well, the banks have not come back even close to what they were, and, mm-hmm.
and
you know,
not
they're
for
down
a
bunch. Oh yeah, so they're going to be, you know, they're going to be hurting, and so their retirement was going to be the dividend income from their bank stocks. That mm-hmm. was one of their games. And that game can't be played right now. So mm-hmm. it's
and,
very
and,
interesting.
And you know, I'm a big proponent of real estate, and some aspects of real estate are not going to be good. You know,
oh,
if you
completely.
Just had a big office building, you know, that might change. Or an office complex
or whatever,
that could change.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the retail centers, shopping centers,
strip centers,
I don't know what's going to happen there. We're having an abundance of restaurants, privately owned ones, really, and even chains look like they're going to be in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
But here's one other thing, Jim. This one blew me away. I have 5 COVID divorces going on right now.
Wow. Why?
Because
they couldn't live together when they got home?
Yes, and that's exactly it.
Wow.
And I said, this is amazing. So they're home together, and they weren't great marriages, obviously. But great marriage, yeah, that's pretty obvious. Anyway, though, but all 5 of them, I'm getting phone calls saying, hey, I think I'm getting divorced. And I said,
wow.
Well, I'm thinking about it. And I said, no, you've already thought about it. Your question
right.
is when, not
right.
if. So, So we're into this situation where I have these divorces going on because these couples really couldn't stand to be
with each other. It's like we've said about other things. COVID didn't create the scenario, but it accelerated it.
Yes.
These were divorces that were going to happen 3 or 4 years from now maybe, but instead they're going to happen this year. Wow, this is interesting. Very good reporting. Gary, can you give us the website again one more time, please?
Yeah, GarySurak.com.
Good job today. Will you come back soon?
Sure, absolutely, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Gary Surak, ladies and gentlemen, what a great report he gave us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.